And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Dead Beats. Don't let the bastards get you down. You're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dead Beats on a track called Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. That, Tony, is on a 7-inch vinyl label called Punk Fox. And Chris from Punk Fox got in touch with me last week to say that he'd been pointed in our direction by You Want Fox.
Hmm.
Who do feature on an EP of which we'll be playing a track later in the show. But it's a real old school vinyl label. It's vinyl only. They don't have a website, but you can find out all about them. It's probably easier to do it via the bands, actually, themselves, who are advertising their own singles. It's very DIY and very excellent. And thank you very much, Chris, for going to the trouble to send us MP3s, even though they are a vinyl-only label. He did offer to send me vinyl, and I went, mate, if you think I know how to turn vinyl into MP3 for podcasting, you are very, very mistaken.
Yeah.
What is... Now, I will say about Dead Beats that, as you've just heard, they are a Leicester trash punk and roll, Tony.
Okay.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/deadbeatsband.
Facebook.com/deadbeats1, and that's a numeric 1, and dead is D-E-D. So it's D-E-D-B-E-A-T-S 1, and then you will find Dead Beats at Facebook page and all about them, and information about their latest single, which is out now. And who knows, we might play more Dead Beats in the future. At present, I think that's the only track I've got, but hey. Now, I have some additional material for you, Tony, in the shape of a poem.
Okay.
And it's Welcome Back to Sussex Saint.
Excellent.
Who we missed last week. If you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email poetry corner. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email comedy suburbs. Here you go. So this week's one, he goes, Hi, Paul. He's nice like that.
Yes.
At the end of the summer, back to school. Got me thinking about beginnings and ends, and here's a short poem to muse on the subject. Here goes. Everybody loves a happy ending, I once heard a wise person say. But what about a happy start? Doesn't that deserve the same airplay? The start of the summer trumps the end of the summer. The start of a marriage beats the end. The start of a song often brings your excitement, while the end often fades away. The start of a tour, when you know where you're going, the end means you've nowhere to go. At the start of this poem, my thoughts were exciting, and at the end now, I'm not quite so sure. Tony, I've got one word to say to that.
What's that?
Gay. Now,
did not see that one coming.
Thank you very much, Sussex Saint, for your wonderful and thoughtful poem. Now, lighten up. Right, we do like your poems. See if you write a funny one. That'll be good. Going to play two songs in a row now, Tone.
Okay.
These both feature on one of these pay what you want, which means you can get it for nothing, but you shouldn't do. Compilations from Disconnect to Disconnect Records. It's called Fast Around the World Volume 2. 35 tracks, mainly melodic pop punk, but there's some other stuff in there as well. And we're going to feature four this week, two in the first half, two in the second half. So stay tuned for a band called Fast Food Society that we'll talk a little bit after you've heard them. First up, Brookhurst, Tony.
Okay.
Who are LA pop punk. This compilation is bands from all over the world, I should say. And yeah, we're going to play a track by them right now. This is really a case of, we're basically sampling the sampler. So by the end of this, you'll know whether you want to download it or not. I think you probably will, because it's good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. What is Brookhurst's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Brookhurst LA.
Oh, good idea. Facebook.com/ Brookhurst Rock. Brookhurst, BROOKHURST. Rock. Tony? Are you listening?
I'll confess there's a price to pay. Everything is a battle here. All I wanted was to chase the crowd. But I can't say my goodbye until now. Now I can't see eye to eye in this town. The whole Are you listening? Someone listening? coming here, but there's a silence in this room. Are you listening? Are we listening? With every word I have to prove, I listen to. So here I am. All I wanted was to sing you to sleep every night. But in the backseat of your head, you wonder why. Press play for that wonder. Let's scream so loud it thunders. Press play for our strange delight.
Shiznits.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fast Food Society and a track called L'Abattoir. They are Palmer Anarcho-Punks, and that's another track from the Disconnect free to download. Well, I'd say you should pay a bit to download compilation. Last Around the World Volume 2. Tony, what is Fast Food Society's Bandcamp page?
fastfoodsociety.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Tony Wan, Paulie B and the internet too, and I hope you're enjoying the tracks from that compilation so far. Now, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Tony, just before you get going, I do feel that myself and Sussex Saint are descending into an abusive relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, what you got?
I have a Facebook comment. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages if you can. So everyone can see them. We've got one this week.
Just the right.
Just Uno. Uno Comento, as I said before.
You really want to say Uno?
I don't know why. I've been in the house all day. It's been like one of them days. Right. It's because it's late as well. Anyway. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
And he just says, Wreckage and the Papa Shango is on the same show. Shit, I really need to catch up with my listening. Well, there you go. Yes, you do, Iron Mike. And you'll probably hear this in 2 months. But, you know, thanks for your comment.
Yeah, it was Iron Mike friendly last week's show.
Yes. He does catch up, and I think his band tends to listen as well, doesn't it? Crash Induction. That's it.
Yeah, just basically top chaps.
Yes, absolutely.
Top chaps.
Yeah. Gosh. That's all I have, so yeah. It's
so that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
If only there could be a song at the end of the show as well, Tony.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it? Now then, so we're back now to Punk Fox, the label we mentioned at the start, the exclusive lo-fi DIY vinyl only singles label.
Okay.
And they brought out an EP, Tony, called Loud Women.
Ooh.
And guess who's on it?
Loud Women,
yeah. Four girl bands, or bands with girls in them, that are all very loud and hoo-ha and all that. And, you know, we made a decision, didn't we, to stop saying this band is an all-girl band or this band is a
we girl that tries bands. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Band. So, but anyway, because the thing is called Loud Women, we might as well go, yeah, you know what, it's a load of loud women. Now, we're not going to play the You Want Fox track that's on it, even though it was sent to us, because we're going to play another You Want Fox track in a couple of weeks. But we are going to play a track by a band called Dream Nail, Tony.
Okay.
London DIY punk stroke Riot Girl. Absolutely brilliant. You're going to love this. What is Dream Nail's Bandcamp page?
Dreamnail.bandcamp.com.
No, I think I might have messed up here, because it's dreamnails.bandcamp.com, so I think they're probably called Dream Nails and not Dream Nail. I think I probably left the S off.
Oh.
Now I'm confused. Anyway, they're brilliant. I'll give you the point, Tony.
Okay.
All right, I think that's only fair. Tony, too, but do you see, as soon as we're playing a band that features ladies, we get all sensitive and nice, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, magnanimous.
Is that what it is?
Thank you, Dream Nails. If you are Dream Nails or Dream Nail, you've made me magnanimous. Tony, this is Tourist.
You're just a tourist. Take your pictures and leave. You want someone to a tourist.
Saying that, we're not so magnanimous when we play Pantychrist. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dream Nail or Dream Nails. I'm so sorry that I've got that wrong. I think it's probably Dream Nails, and a track called Tourist from the Loud Women EP, which is available on Punk Fox Records. Right. Did you do anything last week?
Nope. What did you get up to?
You're not even pretending to flannel here, are you? You're just going, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, it was the last Saturday walk of my Nutty Knotty and Comedy and History walking tour.
Okay, how was it going?
On the first season.
Ah.
So it was the last weekly one. I am going to be going monthly from the 22nd of this month, so you'll still be able to come along should you be in the area on the dates. And although I would have said in previous weeks the best way to find out about the dates is to go to nuttynottingham.co.uk, I have finally set up a Facebook page.
Cool.
So if you would like to like the page, I hope you would. Obviously, we'd rather you liked Punky Radio. But if you are on Facebook already and you fancy going along to like the page, it's facebook.com/nuttynottingham. There's a couple of dubious photographs on there, a little bit of info, and lots of ways to direct you to the website and to book tickets. And it's great. It's great fun, Tony. I had a really, really good time again on Saturday.
Good group.
Yes, including a 14-year-old boy called Toby, who I've been forewarned was quite possibly someone who I would find it difficult to motivate and entertain.
Right.
And at the end of the tour, he said that was actually really good.
Oh.
Which is like, nice one, man. Good work. Up to 19 reviews on TripAdvisor now, Tony. All 5 stars.
Excellent.
I'd like to get to 20 before the week's out, but you never know. One of the other people on the tour might do something at some point. Anyway, that was great. However, it did coincide with Nottingham Forest losing their first game of the season to Brentford, which I was very upset about. We always lose to Brentford. I've got Brentford down now as one of Nottingham Forest's bogey teams, along with 20 other teams in the championship. We're not having quite the start I thought we would. And we haven't got another game now for fortnight because it's an international break this weekend. England will take on Spain. It's too soon to be playing internationals after the World Cup.
Yeah, I'm not interested at the moment. Yeah, definitely.
It's too soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too soon. I'd much rather listen to great music, Tony.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
And you know what? We might as well do that now.
Okay.
Because you haven't got a lot to say, and I didn't do a lot last week.
Yeah, I've got very little to say.
You know. So, let's play one from the vaults. I don't think we've played this before. This is from an album by the quite brilliant King Salami and the Cumberland Three that came out in 2013. They have had another album out since. This album is just great. There's a track on this album featured in the situation at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2013 when I fell off the stage. I don't know whether you remember seeing that.
I don't think I did. I don't think I saw it. I think I remember you talking about it.
Right, yeah. It was quite horrific. But somehow I was uninjured. I spent most of my life being unlucky. On that occasion, I was extremely lucky. Anyway, King Salami and Cumberland Three are brilliant. I don't really know how to describe them. I put down London garage punk blues, but there's kind of, they're dancey, aren't they? They're so boppy as well. You'll see what I mean when we play them. Anyway, hello to the band, and in particular the drummer Eric Baconstrip.
Yes,
loving you, Eric. One of the greatest, most entertaining drummers to watch there is, I would say.
He's in another band, isn't he, as well? Several bands.
He was in Parkinson's before that, but
right.
But he wasn't the Parkinson's original drummer, so when they did the documentary on the Parkinson's, I don't think he really featured.
Oh, okay.
But yes, he wasn't the Parkinson's original drummer, but he was also in the Ulsters. He's been in loads of bands. But yeah, he has settled in King Salami and the Cumberland Three. They are brilliant. You will find out any second. Now, Tony, what is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Bandcamp page?
Ooh, Bandcamp. Kingsalami.bandcamp.com.
Oh, it is, you little cheekster. Tony Three, that got me off my crop.
Did it?
Tony Three, Bully Internet Two, this is Watch Your Mouth.
I get up in the morning, get up, wonder what find you be, took it all night on a party. You better watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, I'll be teaching you what you say. Always telling everybody things I do, but now you can tell that I'm through with you. You better watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, I'll be teaching you what you say. You better hit me, mama, cause I want it on the suit. A loose lip, woman, a time to go. You better watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, let me teaching you what to say. I see you walking down the street. You be mad, bitch, my bitch. That's a spot at your feet. You better watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, let me teach you what to say. Always talking about me, I know. You won't shut your mouth, come on, girl, I know. You better watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth.
at your mark, I'm here teaching you what to say.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What a track. What a band. What fun. What larks, Pip. King Slimy coming to three. Absolutely brilliant. Do check them out live if you can. A brilliant live spectacle. Tony, speaking of live, You got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. We got to it. Yes.
That's right. It's just, for the first time in a few weeks, it was just me and you singing it.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play? Doesn't have to be in the UK, but it is international. Yet again, I have no emails, so I have found a gig and a venue.
Well, you know why you're not getting them, don't you?
Why is that?
Because everybody who listens to the show knows that as soon as we start mentioning the venue, it shuts.
That is true. But yeah. I think I've looked out this week.
Okay.
Because this is already this is the festival. It's already the last one, so I can't close it.
You can't mess it up, Tony.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
There's no losers. There's no villain. It's all right.
There aren't.
So this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Victoria Bikers Pub in Colville. It's the Hard Drive Festival.
Right,
and it's the last one. It's a charity event for the Air Ambulance, and there's 40 plus bands on. It's £7.50 for Friday, £10 a day for the weekend, or £20 for the whole weekend.
We love the Victoria Bikers Pub.
It's really popular, isn't it?
Yeah,
obviously in Colville. I forgot if I said that. Loads of bands playing.
I was just a bloke from Colville today.
Were you?
Yeah, in the back of a lorry.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
beautiful. So there's loads of bands playing. Guilt, Spring Park, Hacksaw, Bad Axe, The Leftovers. I can't see many that ring a bell from terms of what we've played. So it might be a little bit on the heavier side. It's the Hard Drive Festival after all. It might be a bit metal. But,
metal.
Do check it out. It is Pogotwa. So it is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. If you check it out.
And if you're wondering what the word Pogotwa stands for, what is it, Tony?
Do your homework. It's Punky, Gig of the Week.
I was just trying to keep things flowing there.
Yeah, it's Punky's Gig of the Week.
I guess I caught you out in the first half.
Yes, there you go. So yes, £20 for the whole weekend, charity event. So if you can go, do check it out.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great. And we love the Victoria Bikers Pub. Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Contra means Punky Gig of the Week.
Funny with me. Now I'm moving on to another label, Tony.
Okay.
Of which we will be playing two tracks from. Not in a row. Don't panic. The two in a row will happen later on. Rumbar Records in Boston, Tony. We've been featuring them last sort of two or three weeks. They're the ones that sent the stuff through from Muck and the Myers and bands like that. We played a couple last week as well. Got two more this week. This band called the Laissez-Faire, Tony.
Okay.
Las Vegas Mod Psych. Now, bit of a departure here, and possibly why they found an actual home on Rumbar Records and weren't closer to Squid Hat.
Right.
The Squid Hat have got an LA monopoly on punk rock, and quite rightly so, they're brilliant. But these guys have gone to Rumbar in Boston. Every time I say Rumbar, I think of Henry's Cat, Tony.
Okay.
Because Henry's Cat and Chris Rabbit had an adversary called Rumbar Bar.
Right.
it was a bad sheep.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going to play the Laissez-Faire. So this song is out there. I think you'll like it. What is the Laissez-Faire Bandcamp page?
Laissez-faire.bandcamp.com?
TheLaissezFaire.bandcamp.com. And I am taking the point of this one because Laissez-Faire is not the conventional spelling of Laissez-Faire. It's L-A-I-S-S-E-Z and then F-A-I-R-S. So it's the laissezfaire.bandcamp.com. Making it Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is Lily May. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the laissez-faire track from Lily May via Rumbar Records in Boston. And hello to Rumbar and hello to the laissez-faire. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. No. No. Work, really. I might go up to Doncaster this weekend to have a bit of a sniff around.
Why do you want to sniff around Doncaster, Tony?
I've never sniffed Doncaster.
Right.
So, you know.
Make sure you report back on just how much of a sniff you give it.
I'll let you know what the sniff on my to read that.
Dad asked my mum out in Doncaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 1968.
Ah.
The Doncaster top rank. Well, what he actually did was he walked up to her and said, I've seen you before in Scunthorpe. And she went, yeah. And he went, and I fancy you. And she went, yeah. He goes, but I'm going out with someone at the moment. So you can't go out with anyone else until I've finished with the girlfriend I've got. All right. And my mum went, okay.
Wow.
And my dad went out with this other woman for another 3 months. Incredible. The confidence of the man, the cheek, the nerve.
Jesus.
What's up? It worked anyway. Mum was completely nice.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Got our system, haven't you?
Yeah. So,
what are you up to?
Well, I was about to say, so be careful what you do with.
I'll keep on a leash.
Well, Stephanie.
I will. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep an eye on her, Tony.
Always do, mate.
All right. Yeah.
You need to.
An evil one. Well, I'm back on the comedy merry-go-round this week, Tony.
Okay.
So, Thursday night, I'm doing a show at RAF Henlow, which is a effectively private show. Yeah, I say private, that's not in the military sense.
Right.
It's also not a private show. It's not one of those.
Right.
It's just a show for the people on the base, and it's going to be great fun, and I'm not giving any more information than that, because you can't really give out information about when you're doing stuff on military bases.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Was that a pugotcha?
No, that's just a gotcha.
However, on Saturday, I'm doing a show that I would love to tell you all about, Tony, because it's in Oslo.
Okay.
The Oslo Comedy Club returns to Horgan's for a new season. This Saturday, we've got returning favourite Jeremy O'Donnell, an actress never played there before called Maureen Younger. Myself. It's going to be brilliant. We've already sold quite a lot of tickets. I'm very excited about it. You can find out more about it via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, or you can just type into Google Oslo Comedy in English and you'll find it.
Excellent.
And it's the first time I've been back there since June. I'm really, really looking forward to it, to seeing some of my Norwegian mates. So if you are around this Saturday, make sure you get an advance ticket. The September show is normally busy, and I will report back on how it goes next week.
Cool.
And they are basically my plans this week.
Well, that sounds right. Good to me.
It does, doesn't it? So shall we play two songs in a row now?
Why not?
These are the second two, as threatened, from Disconnect to Disconnect, and they're, I say, free to download. You know what I mean? It's one of these.
Yeah.
I think you should. Do pay a bit, Jordy, because it helps to keep the labels going. Last Around the World, Volume 2. And so another two bands here. Stay tuned for a band called Primetime Failure and a very short track that I think you're going to absolutely love. First up, a band called Lay It On The Line, Tony. South London melodic hardcore.
Right.
No, indeed. What is Lay It On The Line's Facebook page?
facebook.com/layitontheline band.
facebook.com/layitontheline. Lay It On The Line. Point of Internet 4, Tony 3, Level Up.
Levels I've never crossed my mind to go without. nobody likes your shift anyway.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Primetime Failure. Don't I know all about it? And a track called Stuck in the 90s. They are Bielefeld punk rock, Tony. Bielefeld in Germany, as in no sleep till Bielefeld. I think you pronounce it Bielefeld. You might know more than me. Do you pronounce it Bielefeld?
Bielefeld, I think. I've been there. I went there last year.
Yeah, you went there last year, and there's a song by Resistance 77 called No Sleep to Bielefeld. I thought it was Bielefeld, don't matter.
Nice.
I'm sure your German pronunciation is far better than mine.
Jacken.
What is, if indeed the Germans were all pirates.
Yeah, true.
What is Primetime Failure's Bandcamp page?
PrimetimeFailure.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B, on the internet. Ooh. Four, and that was, as I say, the final track we're playing from the Disconnect, free to download. Fast around the world. I keep saying free. Pay some when you get the Bandcamp page to get it. Pay a bit of money. It helps out. Don't just get it for free. Pay a bit of money. So anyway, that's the last one from that. So that's four all, Tony.
Okay,
that's
close.
Quite thrilling going into the last track. Isn't it? Have you got a twat?
We do.
Does that mean we can play a new song?
It does.
Go for it.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat to nominate, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. It all feels very official now. I've got my own theme tune. Everything's great.
Yes. Is this a theme tune?
So, yeah. So, the theme tune is by a guy called Neil Patterson, who is a friend of Sussex Saint.
Hello, Neil. This is a possible redemption of a Sussex Saint, isn't it?
Exactly. So, thanks for that. And he said, the twat is... hi, Tony. So glad that you and Paul loved the theme tune. Please, can you name check and thank Neil Patterson, who actually pulled it together? Thank you, Neil P.
Thank you, Neil. We will be featuring that now every time we do a track, won't we? Because we asked for one that was short, and they did. Yeah, it's 11 seconds, isn't it?
It's perfect.
Perfecto mundo.
We said around about the same length as the Facebook one, and it's pretty much exactly the same length. So
well done.
There you go.
Well done.
So, for the first theme-tuned twat, we'd better have a good one. And it's one that I think Paul will have a lot to say about.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear. Twitter is a great place for finding twats. And I came across one in my timeline, which was a conversation between someone called Grouse Beater and Mark Watson, writer comedian.
Yeah.
Amongst his
I know Mark Watson, by the way.
Oh, cool. Amongst his arguments with various people, Grouse Beater said, "And so we wave farewell to another Edinburgh Fringe Festival, created to give new raw talent a chance to shine before the world's visitors. An amateur festival now sadly sodden with professional stand-up comedians doing their shtick at their Ember gig. Their professional comedian excuse for using the Fringe is that they are trying out new material, as if somehow there isn't another venue in the UK that they can do that. And they never consider trying out new material in their act unless it's the Fringe. The Fringe was created as an alternative festival. It has turned into itself into a commercialised bandwagon. Television loves stand-up comics because the media deals in one-line headlines. Professional comedians saturate attention." Mark Watson's response was, "If you look at my relationship with the Fringe, you are being unfair. I first came as an amateur in 2000, and I worked my way through 19 consecutive ones. Many of my peers are the same. What are we meant to do now we're pros? Jump in the sea?" Many comments said that visitors love being able to choose between the established and the new, and that Grouse Beater was being an old dinosaur and a bit of a miserable git, and I would agree. So I would like to nominate Grouse Beater from Edinburgh, presumably, as a twat.
I'm absolutely fine about this because the Edinburgh Fringe is such an enormous monster now that, yes, there are X amount of famous stand-up comics, or better known stand-up comics, that go out there and do new hours, and you pay a lot of money to go and see them and all that sort of thing. But there's also, my own experience of it is, there's 2,000 comedy shows a day at the Edinburgh Fringe. There aren't 2,000 famous comedians, so it follows that there's still a lot of room for people that are newer or less well known or trying things out. And certainly in my experience for 4 years as the artistic director of the PBH Free Fringe, in which I placed over 500 comedians in up to 40 different venues across the city, I can say with confidence, nah, you're absolutely wrong, you dullard.
There you go.
I'm with Watson.
So, fair enough, can't say anything on that. So for being wrong about Edinburgh, the event Edinburgh Fringe, Grousebeater from We Presume Edinburgh
is a twat. And so, should we play the
yes.
this song again now?
Let's hear it again.
Brilliant. That's him told in singing form as well, isn't it?
It really is.
It would yes. be quite easy, I suppose, to clip that sound file and send it to him. You can tweet him that. I'll listen to this dickhead. Right then.
Cool.
Well, that's excellent, Tony. And I like all that. Well done. And I think it now fits in nicely, the way Facebook fits in nicely. And is yet another example of the way this show just comes together and improves week on week.
Yes, 13 years in the making.
Exactly. One day we'll get it right.
Exactly.
One last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And we're returning to Rumbar Records in Boston. So we have anybody interested in the kind of symmetry and stuff, we've had a bit. We've had asymmetry going on this week, I think. The Cheap Cassettes, Tony, I've been threatening to play for a few weeks now, because we were told by Rumbar Records that they were going to send us some cheap cassette stuff, and then they didn't send us any of the cheap cassette stuff. I'm once again saying the cheap cassettes and cheap cassettes here. I'm not being deliberately confusing, but you'll see why. They are Seattle power pop stroke punk, Tony.
Okay.
What is the Cheap Cassettes Bandcamp page?
cheapcassettes.bandcamp.com.
Oh, you weren't fooled. Then you're absolutely right. They've dropped the not like the band. They've dropped the they don't say the on cheapcassettes.bandcamp.com, Tony, but they are the Cheap Cassettes. Anyway, it means it's Tony 5, Paulie the Internet 4, Simon Not, are you listening once again? Shame, sass, licks. This is Worse and Better.
Learn about worse, then it gets so better. If it gets so worse, then it gets so better.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was the Cheap Cassettes, Worse and Better. I will just say, Tony, as we're wrapping up this show, as I was scrolling down the channels on my TV trying to find out what my lodger was recording that was preventing me watching a film called Pompeii, I did come across live Canadian Football League football, which is on right now on BT Sport 2 in high definition, Tony. And this week features Edmonton Eskimos at Calgary Stampeders.
Wow.
Fantastic name for football teams. I'm sure the game will be rubbish, but great names.
Of course.
I might see some of you in Oslo this weekend. That'll be fantastic. Some of you might go around Tony's house and see him. Otherwise, I doubt you very much.
Probably not.
Yeah. Been to his secret workplace. I look forward to talking to you all next week. I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, hang on. No, don't.
Okay.
Read out do the internet stations at Canada's show.
All right. We're on Pnunk, Pnunk Radio, PODUNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's ANDRA. It's .SC.
And you also haven't said hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't.